Now, D-U-Z Does brings you The Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mandy didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, ma'am. Now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best. It does everything. You see, Mandy used to do a lot of washing for folks all over town. She'd have stacks of streaky towels.
Lordy, how am I ever going to get these things white?
She'd have greasy work pants to do.
I'd be scrubbing here all day.
And some folks handed her pretty rayons to wash.
I hate these fussy things. They look so peaked when I get through.
Well, one day, Mandy met a lady who used Does. And Mandy discovered Does does best. This new kind of soap does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for your towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning up work clothes, plus extra safety for pretty colors. Now Mandy goes dozing around town. Now she does as those towels.
I declare it's the whitest white in all the world.
No soap washes whiter than Does. Now Mandy does as the work pants.
They're as easy as pie. No more hard scrubbing for Mandy.
No soap gets clothes clean easier than Does. And now Mandy does as those rayons.
Sakes alive, these rayon slips just come out smiling.
Does actually leaves colors brighter so they last longer. Sure, this new kind of soap does everything. It's the best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does best.
Mm-hmm, does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Ever since Molly arrived home, life has been in a turmoil. To top it all off, there was Elizabeth Neal's telephone call asking Molly to attend the meeting being held to consider Molly as candidate for the Lastonbury Council. Miss Neal had been Edward Reynolds' housekeeper for years. That is, until he began going with Teresa, the young daughter of Candido Fernandez, Reynolds' gardener. And Reynolds is the man Molly would oppose if she agreed to run for council. Well, Molly ran into him a little while ago when she was on her way to take Amadeo home from school, and then saw Reynolds pick up Elizabeth Neal on the road and drive off with her. Back home now, Molly is talking with Rosie. Listen.
Who answered? Me, Ma.
Rosie, the papa called.
He did?
Yes.
He's coming home, though. How is he? Is everything settled about Amadeo? Are we adopting him legally?
Rosie, please. Exhale a period for 1 second.
I'm anxious to know, Ma.
Well, and I'm anxious to tell you.
Well, when's he coming home?
Momentarily now, darling. He's just winding himself up, and then he's bound to wire me.
Oh, that's good. I couldn't get the plum color thread for your dress, Ma.
No?
No, so I bought a dark purple. Yes. I don't think it'll make much difference, though. You just wanted to fix the hem of your skirt.
Yeah, well, it's all right. I'm not going to bother.
Why?
Well, Papa said I shouldn't.
Shouldn't what, Ma?
I asked him and he said no.
You mean
that I shouldn't be,
the councilwoman?
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't even go to the meeting, not neither. So if I wouldn't go to the meeting, so I wouldn't need my dress, so I wouldn't bother to fix my periwinkle dress. Now, Papa's right. He said, how much can one person do?
Was that the only reason he gave?
On the telephone, how many could he give?
Did he give one good reason?
Well, the best reason was that, I told him there's already so much emotional disturbance between and among the personal feelings.
I don't know what you mean, Ma.
Why don't you know what I mean? Why do you say you don't when you do? I mean about Teresa and Mr. Reynolds and Elizabeth Neal. And Papa said a person should know what he's best fitted for. So he said, I'm best fitted for when it comes to
mixing in unimportant things.
Yeah. That's the one important. And I'm not going to mix in this, and I'm not going to mix in that. Not in the political, and not in the emotional.
Well, I think Papa's wrong, and I think you're wrong.
Yeah? That's the way Papa wants it, and that's the way it'll be, Rosalie, please. You look chilly. You want me to fix you something?
No.
You don't want to hear what else Papa said?
What else did he say?
To change your face?
I can't help it if my feelings show.
Somebody else will be chosen, darling, for the council.
But, Ma, you were chosen. You were asked. It's important. Of course somebody else will be chosen. That's not the point, but what are you going to do? You're not even going to the meeting. It's always easier to let the other fella do it.
All right, Rosalie, please listen. Don't make it so all important. Am I being asked to run for the President of the United States? This is a little village, Rosalie, and it's little. It'll give me a little voice in things that are not so big, that are not so all important.
Everything is important. It takes all the brooks and all the streams flowing together to make the mighty ocean, Ma.
What do you mean?
I mean the business of any town, any village, no matter how small, is just as important as the biggest city. Small towns and villages are the veins and arteries of a nation, Ma. Do you know how many boys from this town who went away boys are going to come back men who need jobs and expect them? And do you know how many people who came to Lastonbury just to work in the war plant are planning to stay on here after the war? How many of them call Lastonbury home? And how about a health program? You know that we don't even have a clinic here. I suppose that's not important because it's a small village. There are more important things to be decided in this town, Ma, than you realize. And why do you suppose a man like Mr. Reynolds is so anxious to be in the council? Something in this campaign must mean enough to him to make him want to run. The housing project, maybe. It's his land that's involved. Or whatever it is, it's big enough for him, and that means it should be big enough for everyone else. Whether Teresa marries Mr. Reynolds or Elizabeth Neal marries Mr. Reynolds, that's what's unimportant.
Papa thinks it's too much for me.
But it's never too much for you, Ma, when it's a question of...
What?
Of...
Say it.
I don't have to say it, Ma. You know what I mean. It wouldn't be too much for you, Ma, if you thought that you could do
what?
Something. Well, if you thought that you could do something about Teresa and Mr. Reynolds.
You want some cocoa?
You ought to put a shingle out. Advice to the lovelorn.
Is Amadeo like school?
There's more to life than love these days, Ma.
Take love out of life, and what have you got?
That's not the kind of love I'm talking about.
I'm standing. Let me take it. Hello? Oh, yes, Birdie. Yeah.
I suppose he saw Mr. Reynolds and Elizabeth Neal driving in the car together.
That's yeah.
What he has to think of that. That's what she has to occupy her mind with.
Well, no, Birdie.
Well,
no. Seymour just came in. Do you want to talk to him?
Who is it, my sister?
All right, Birdie.
I'll talk to her.
Well, I know, Birdie, but, well, just a minute. But I know, Birdie. Just a minute, Birdie. Just a minute. Your brother, Seymour, he wants to talk to you. Just a minute.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody knows it. Everybody saw them together. All right, I will. Birdie wants to know if you heard from Mr. Goldberg.
Yes.
When is he coming home?
If he lives, he'll be home next week. If not, he'll be home the week after.
If he lives, he'll be home next week. If not, the week after.
I'm making tea, Seymour. Should I spill you?
Just a minute. Mrs. Goldberg is talking to me. Yes, Mrs. Goldberg, please.
All right. All right.
So? Mm-hmm. So? How do you feel, Rosie?
All right.
Listen, Birdie, is that all you have on your mind? With the world falling apart, is that all you have to think about, love? Love. If I hear that word again, I'll burst. It's love in the morning and love at night. You'd think there was nothing in the world but people running after each other, looking for a chance to say I love you.
Good scene.
Love at the movies and love on the radio and love in the magazines.
And all the sentimental people bathing in a day and night.
And all the sentimental people bathing in a day and night.
As if nothing else could mean anything.
You know, there's something else counts in this world, too. What a royal woman. An army of Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall. There's a world that has to be put together again, and we have to think in bigger terms, in terms of enriching the life of man. The struggle for progress should be free from stumbling blocks. Yes, you are. You are if you clutter your brain with... Yes. For millions of years, a bullfrog has been sitting on a log in a swamp, croaking and croaking. Birdie, did I say that? I said the frog croaks, and so do you, about nonsense. and you're not getting any further than, well, if we have social minds and not minds of a frog, then let's stop croaking. I'm just talking about your standard of behavior. I'm just telling you to speed it up. Keep in time with our social evolution. Sure, that's just it. Unless I talk like a love scene in a B picture, you don't know what I'm talking about. Very well. Very well, Bertie. The parade will pass you by, and you'll find yourself left holding a reel of celluloid. Then accept your responsibility as an intelligent human being. And stop croaking about love, love, love.
I could love you for that, Seymour.
Gee, Rosie.
You kissed me.
Well, it was...
Rosie, gee. Gee, you kissed me. Does that mean you love me? Because if it does, I have something to live for.
If you keep talking like that, Seymour, I'll take it back.
What?
I kissed you because you were talking sense.
What did I say?
If you don't remember, never mind.
Brady was gossiping about Mr. Reynolds.
And you said that there were other things besides love.
Not the kind of love I have for you, Rosie.
What love?
Nothing, Ma.
Where did you put the plum color cotton?
Huh?
I have to fix my periwinkle if I'm going to go to the meeting.
But I thought you said that...
Seymour just said that I was a Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall. And that there was a world to put together. Seymour said that the bullfrog sits in the swamp. Can he croak? Can he croak? Do I want to croak?
I don't
want to
croak.
I go to the meeting.
Seymour!
Kiss me again, Rosie. Gee. Thanks, Rosie. Thanks.
Down at the meat store the other day, I saw what looked like the beginning of a good argument. The meat man was waiting on one woman.
18 points.
On one woman.
18 points less 6, that's 12 points.
Went up, flared another woman.
What?
Went up, flared another woman.
What's that? Subtracting points?
What do you mean?
I heard you. 18 points, led you. 18 points less 6.
This lady
less 6.
This lady turned in 3 pounds of used fat. At 2 points a pound, that's 6 points.
Oh, I'm sorry, I...
Well, she'd do well to remember that, and so would you. Those extra ration points you get for used fat mean extra meat, cheese, and butter. And now, more than ever, you need extra ration points. So save every drop of used fat. Keep a tin can handy on the back of your stove. Spoon into it that fat you skim off soups and stews. Scrape into it the grease from your dinner plate. And also the fat from your broiler before you wash it. More than ever, the government needs your used fat. They contain precious ingredients. Ingredients that help make machine gun bullets, parachutes, life-saving medicines. Save your used fat. Your meat dealer will give you 2 red ration tokens per pound. Well, if Seymour ever had any questions about the strange ways a woman's mind works, he must have a great many more right now. Is there a chance that his arguments and Rosie's have succeeded in changing Molly's mind about the council? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. On the home front, fight the war against waste. Don't waste soap in your dishpan. Soap contains vital war materials.